In grainy black and white, a single-engine propeller plane flies over the spinning Earth. Words appear over the Pacific Ocean, a universal picture. The Earth flickers to a spinning globe glittered with dazzling stars. In color, gold block letters appear over Africa, Universal, an MCA company. Gold letters scroll around the equator, Universal. The Earth spins among millions of stars and drifting gas clouds in space. Gold letters wrap around the equator, Universal, an MCA company. In cursive above the North Pole, more words appear. 75th anniversary. Clouds drift over a full moon. Words appear. Universal Pictures presents. Lightning strikes over a grand mansion. An Imagine Entertainment production. A woman carries a basket to the door.
Nice night to be born, huh?
John Ritter.
Apparently, my birth is not considered a blessed event. That's me in the basket, and that's my mother carrying me.
She places the basket on the doorstep.
And that's my mother running away. Well, this can still work out. Look at this place.
A maid opens the door. A woman in a silk dress crouches at the basket. She lifts the baby.
Oh. Who on earth would want to abandon such a wonderful little baby boy?
He pees on her. Title appears, Problem Child. The maid carries the basket toward a small house with a corgi in the yard. Michael Oliver. She places the basket in front of the door. Gilbert Gottfried. Inside, a toddler stands in a playpen.
But I'm not dreaming. There's one thing I know, I really know. And that is that there's no such thing in the world as a bad boy. I'm sure of that.
What does he know?
He throws a rattle through a window. Amy Yazbek. A woman carries the toddler in the basket to a rundown house. Michael Richards. And Jack Warden.
Dog.
A ginger cat glowers.
I'll bet he's hungry.
He pours detergent into a cat food dish labeled Puffy.
This looks good.
The cat eats from the dish. Casting by Nancy Nair, CSA. Valerie McCaffrey. Bubbles fly out of the cat's mouth. A goldfish swims.
Diver Dan! Diver Dan! Rufus!
Associate producer Michael Torres. The fish startles. A man carries the young boy in the basket to a trailer. Music by Miles Goodman. Problem Child performed by The Beach Boys.
These are my favorite toys. Who am I kidding? They're my only toys. That's my dad.
A man steps on his toy trucks, breaking them.
Oh, so you want to play rough, huh?
A bulldozer smashes through the trailer. A man and woman carry the child toward a wrought iron gate marked St. Brutus.
I was just kidding! Oh no, not the nuns, not the nuns!
A middle-aged nun unlocks a large chain on the gate. The child walks through a classroom.
Gee, I wonder if penguins can fly.
A rope falls. A nun waving a conductor's baton sees another nun swing past a window.
Listen to this. It says here that Henry is a strong name. He's loyal and loving.
Henry? Hank. Henri. It sounds like a loser.
No, come on, think about it. Henry. Hank. Hank Aaron. That's a winner. How was school today, Hank? Great, Dad. Okay, Hank. That's got potential. Let's put a star down next to Henry.
No, I don't like it. Oh, what about Donald? It says here that Donald is wealthy and powerful. Now, that's the kind of kid I want.
Oh, okay. Look, Flo, I'll be happy no matter how he turns out. After all, he'll be our child.
But it wouldn't hurt if he's also chairman of the board.
So when is your child due?
Oh, well, I'm not really pregnant yet. We're just planning ahead.
Yeah, a little wishful thinking never hurt anyone.
In a doctor's office.
You know, here at the clinic, we pride ourselves at a 99% success rate. Little Henry Healy.
Donald.
Unfortunately, there is that other 1%, and you're it. I'm sorry, but the test came back positive.
Oh, positive? That's good.
No, positive is bad.
No, positive is good. Negative is bad.
No, negative is good. You see, you are positively infertile.
You mean we've been doing it every night for nothing?
The man glances over slowly.
Let me explain. This is your uterus. Well, that purple thing is your cervix. These green things here are your fallopian tubes. And this... That's not supposed to happen. Toss me that. Thanks. This yellow thing is your ovary. It's right in there, like that. Well, you know what? It doesn't matter, because you don't even have a yellow thing, and your green thing is brown.
She gapes.
Doctor, are you absolutely sure there's no hope?
None whatsoever. Oh, but there are alternatives to having your own child.
They lean in, outside the orphanage.
I tried to like it at the orphanage, but then I became interested in photography.
Photos appear of a nun in the shower and a priest on the toilet.
After that, things kind of went downhill.
In a cafeteria, a nun carries a food tray. Text on the wall reads, "Savor a child's smile, for the devil is close at hand."
Eat all of your stew, children. A growing body needs nutrition and discipline.
Well, if it's so nutritious, how come I don't see you eating it?
Over the pot of stew, the middle-aged nun glowers, then smiles and turns to the server. She spoons a brown gloop onto his tray.
I was never really sure which one I got, nutrition or discipline.
He sits and sniffs the stew. He sticks his fork in it. He lifts his fork. The plate rises with it.
What are they putting this stuff?
Here, come on, just eat your lunch. Please don't get us in trouble again.
He pulls his fork back. It springs up.
Who are they, kids?
A nun turns quickly. The boy flings the gloop. It sticks to the ceiling.
Junior? And what happened to your lunch?
It was so delicious, I just gobbled it all up.
The nun looks under Junior's table.
I can't believe it. For once, you behaved yourself. Thank you, Lord.
The gloop falls onto her face. She grabs Junior's ear.
Ow! Hey, lady, you have some merchandise. You're gonna hear out of that thing. Ow!
In a dormitory.
All right, mister, you know the routine. Start mopping.
Sister, I'm all packed to go.
There's my favorite little boy. I'm going to miss you so much.
Miss him? Where's he going?
Haven't you heard? I'm getting adopted. I got a new mommy and daddy, and they're so nice.
Really?
Yes. Good little boys get good homes. Bad little boys get something else.
Big deal. If you have to be a creep like Freddy, I don't want a family.
Junior pushes a mop. He tosses it aside and turns on the TV.
A man described as evil incarnate, a man called the fiend of the century.
Where are my cartoons?
No, they did me wrong. They had it coming.
All 34 of them?
You bet you did.
Jeez, this guy's pretty popular. He's on every channel.
Since he escaped a week ago, residents of the neighboring three states have been afraid to leave their homes. Beck, known infamously as the Bowtie Killer, was finally recaptured this afternoon and is now on his way back to federal prison.
Why is everybody always picking on me? I'm not a bad guy. I'm just misunderstood. Nobody cares about me but me.
What a good-looking guy.
Confirmed that because of this attempted prison break, Beck would have to serve additional time to an already lengthy sentence. When he is returned to the federal prison, Beck will be placed...
Junior opens a toy chest. He takes out a large doll and removes its bow tie. He tosses the doll aside. Junior looks out the window. Outside the entrance, a man and woman hug Freddy. Junior frowns. He puts the bow tie around his neck. at Big Bend Sports Town. A red hatchback drives into the parking lot. The couple from the doctor's office, Ben and Flo, sit in the car.
Have a good day, honey.
Look, why don't you just take a look at this adoption literature and we can talk about it tonight?
Why don't you look at it yourself? I don't wear secondhand clothes, and I won't have a secondhand kid. Adoption is out!
Okay.
He gets out.
Fine.
Welcome to Big Ben, the sporting goods store that has everything. Sporting goods, made by Americans, for Americans. And my fellow Americans, don't forget to vote for Big Ben for mayor.
Hey, mister, you work here?
I sure do, son. How can I help you?
Well, I'm looking for a canteen with a compass on it. I saw your commercial and they said you have everything.
You bet we do. This is Big Ben's. We got canteen 365 days a year. Now, which one of these can I fix you up with?
I like this blue one.
Hey, sport, where'd you run off to?
Oh, this man was helping me find my canteen.
I'm sorry. I hope Hank wasn't bothering you. I guess he's kind of excited about this camping trip we're going on.
You two really must have a lot of fun together.
Yeah, these little rascals really make life worth living. I mean, what the heck else are we here for, eh, partner?
Yeah.
Come on, buddy, let's go. Yeah, did you get what you wanted?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Thanks a lot, buddy.
My pleasure.
Little Ben!
What?
Get your little buddy in here. I got a big surprise for you.
In Big Ben's office.
That's right. Big Ben's is 100% American.
I'm selling the store to the Japs.
But
what? Thought I was going to leave it to you one day?
Yes.
Well, I'm not. I'm selling to the Hirohito Corporation.
Well, I still get the land, right, Dad?
No, you won't. No. I'm selling that, too. Everything from here to the river.
What? Dad, I can't believe this. I slaved for you for over 10 years without even a raise or a promotion.
Is there a lesson to be learned from all of this?
A lesson?
How about don't trust anyone?
Not even your own father?
Especially your own father. You know your problem? You're too nice. I expect a little backstabbing from you. Some ruthless scrambling to get to the top. But you stubbornly refuse to follow my example.
Big Ben drinks liquor. At the orphanage, Junior stands at a mountain of pots.
Today's my birthday. Look what they gave me.
Junior? Junior? What is taking you so long? We start serving dinner in 20 minutes.
I only got 2 hands.
And I want these pots so shiny I can see my face in them.
This one kind of looks like you.
All right, smart mouth. Now you're gonna pay for it.
She reaches for Junior. He grabs a pot and the stack falls. One lands over the nun's head.
Yikes! A penguin in a pot!
Help!
The nun stomps through the halls.
I wonder if they want me to do the floor.
He kicks over a bucket. She slips. She slides down the hall and out a garbage chute.
Junior!
At a baseball game, a boy hits the ball. A sign reads, Big Ben's Braves.
Okay, kids, huddle up, all right? Now listen, we got 3 more innings. Remember, if we win, we all get ice cream.
Yay!
And if we lose, what the hey, we'll have ice cream anyway. All right? Yay! Go take the field. I'm proud
Little
of
Ben.
You. Look mean out there. Look tough. Yeah.
Little Ben. Can I talk to you for a second?
I told you, Roy, I don't care how many runs you score, we're not gonna forfeit.
Hey, I don't care about this game. We got this thing won already. I just came over to share my happiness with you, Little Ben. Harriet had a sonogram. Take a look.
What is that?
It's a boy!
Congratulations, Roy.
Oh, and I got one of these for you.
A cigar. Huh?
Open up.
Oh, I don't smoke.
Oh, come on. I'd rather... Open up. Open up.
You know, another home run.
Way to go, Gary!
At the orphanage, the children listen outside the office.
Okay, now
absolutely no proof that Junior was in any way connected with today's tragedy.
Who needs proof? He's evil.
He has a wicked mind. Look what he did in art class. Skeletons.
Headless corpses.
Monsters devouring human flesh.
All right, look. I don't claim to be like some kind of brilliant psychologist. I'm not. All I'm saying is maybe all the child needs is to be loved.
Oh, let's cut the crap, Mr. Peabody. Either Junior goes or you find yourself some new nuns.
No, don't. Please, don't hyperventilate. Just take a deep breath and relax. The only way we can straighten this out is by hearing what Junior has to say about it.
Nuns pull open the doors. The children step aside. Junior, with his hands clasped in front of him, walks forward. He wears the bow tie.
I'm sorry, sisters. Please don't make me lift those heavy stones. And please don't make me scrub those dirty toilets. I just want to be a good boy. I promise.
You see that? He said he's sorry.
Please, give me another chance. I just want to learn my lessons and do my studies. So I can be smart and become a priest.
There! You see that? A priest! A priest! It's like a nun with a jacket. It's a boy nun. He wants to be a boy nun. Let me tell you something. It takes a big man to admit his mistakes, and there is a big man. It is in the opinion of myself and my agency, of which I represent, that Junior will not be removed from this orphanage.
Removed? Removed.
Oh, don't worry about it, Junior. You see, the nuns just made a suggestion you might be happier outside of the orphanage. What's so funny?
You are, you stupid dick.
You see, he's wicked.
You're not saying you'd rather not be in the orphanage, are you?
Doy, think much, Peabrain? I want out.
You see, Mr. Peabody, the child is incorrigible.
I'm what? Why, you speak English, lady?
Look, maybe. What the child is trying to say is that.
Maybe if I shrug my shoulders and move around my hands like this, maybe people will think I know what I'm talking about.
Look, it's obvious that the kid's unbalanced. I mean, I knew that from the start. I was playing devil's advocate. Devil, you know. Anyway, on behalf of myself and the agency, this child is going to be removed from this orphanage as soon as possible.
Well, hurry the hell up. I'm not getting any younger.
A blue-walled house with an American flag hanging outside. Inside, a large, ornate framed portrait of Flo hangs on the wall above animal figurines. Flo sits opposite Ben with a speckled gray cat on her lap. Ben stares out the window.
There's Ed and Sally and little Joey going into the Whites. There must be a party.
Look at her dress. That's a new...
I've looked all over for shoes like that.
Wonder why we weren't invited.
Same reason we weren't invited to the Reynolds, the Burks, or the Curzons. You can't go to a kid's party if you don't have a kid.
Being a parent is power. And once you're in that circle, you want to just keep everyone else out.
Flo, being a parent is about sharing. It's about a mom, a dad, and a kid.
Except there isn't going to be a kid, Ben. It's just you and me, forever.
She crosses to a couch and sits. She pets the cat.
Florence, why can't we adopt?
We've been through this.
I know, but we have so much love to give. Why waste it on these stupid pets?
They are not stupid.
Hello.
Think of it this way. All those mothers had to make do with what nature gave them, but you and I, we get to pick out our kid. It'll be like shopping.
Shopping?
Uh-huh.
But the neighbors will know we've adopted. What'll they say?
The neighbors, what they'll say is they'll say, look, there's Ben and Flo Healy going out to yet another birthday party with their new son. Isn't he adorable? And look at how fantastic Flo looks in her new dress. Where did she ever get a bag to match those shoes? And then they'll say, let's invite that Healy family over for dinner.
Oh, Ben, dinners. Okay, let's get a kid.
All right, hurry up, students. 5 more minutes for your pen pals, and then we have to work on our times tables.
At the orphanage.
Dear Queen Elizabeth, how is England? It must be nice to be a queen.
Dear Bishop Tutu, how are you?
I am fine.
I hope everything's going well with your marching.
Dear Bowtie Killer, how's prison? There's a nice picture of you on the front page that I'm gonna add to my collection. Even though we've never met, I feel we have a lot in common. Nobody understands us. I'm still wearing a bow tie, so I can look just like you. After all these letters, I've got good news. I'm getting out. Isn't that great? Your number one fan, Junior.
In prison, Martin Beck, the Bowtie Killer, wanders among exercising inmates.
Smoke.
Dozens of inmates offer him cigarettes. A guard enters with a letter.
Sir, sorry to disturb you, but this letter came for you.
The guard backs away.
Read this to me.
Hey, it's a letter from JR.
Yeah? Someday we're gonna meet up on the outside. We're gonna do some serious damage.
Good news. I'm getting out.
What? He's getting paroled? They gotta be out of their minds. You know that guy? He's crazier than I am.
Chill! The warden!
Well, well, if it isn't our model prisoner looking so pretty today in his little bow tie.
Hey, warden! Yeah!
Martin throws a dumbbell, knocking the warden off the balcony.
You know, honey, I hope I'm not rushing you. We can always let nature take its course.
Nature screwed us over. Let's give commerce a try.
At the Cold River Municipal Building.
Okay, let's see what I can do here. You want a kid you could love? I'll put you on the waiting list. You should have a kid in about 7 years.
7 years?
Unless... Nah. Just, I didn't say a word. I did not say a word.
No, what were you gonna say?
Well, I really put my foot in my mouth this time, but I don't know. I like you two. Kill me, I like the two of you. And when I like two people, I want to help them out. That's just my nature. I want to help out people that I like. Just this morning, I came upon a 7-year-old. Smart as a tack, a little rambunctious, but weren't we all at that age? Oh, I think I even have a photo here for you.
Oh, he does look very presentable in that little bow tie.
Adorable.
But I don't know. 7 is rather old. I wanted people to think I had the baby myself.
That's understandable. A lot of women feel that way. You want a cute little infant. One that will start screaming in the middle of the night, and you'll have to stumble downstairs in the dark and change his smelly and soiled diapers. And, you know, you'll do your housework, and you'll eat chocolates and take care of the kids, and you'll put on 50 or 60 pounds.
No diapers?
Hey, you know, you like to sleep late. There'd be no baby waking you up in the morning. We could skip all that baby junk and move right into the good stuff, like parties and more parties.
I could be president of the PTA by September.
And it'd be nice for Fuzzball to have someone to play with.
Yes, Fuzzball's our cat.
I can't believe it. Junior, he loves cats.
You hear that? Let's do it. Let's do it.
Mr. Peabody, you've got yourself a deal.
And you've got yourself a kid.
At the orphanage, the nuns escort Junior out. The archway reads, "Bless those who enter here." Ben holds a video camera.
Oh, here he comes. Flo, that's our son. Can you believe it? Oh, my God, I can't believe it. That's our boy.
Oh, he's very handsome. I'll be the envy of the neighborhood.
They look like a couple of yahoos. Oh.
Ben waves as he records Junior.
Hey! I think I'm gonna cry.
You ever seen a grown man wear so much blue?
Hey there, little buddy. I'm Ben, this is Flo. Put her there, partner.
Hi, my name's Junior. My favorite color is blue. What's yours?
Well, blue. My favorite color is blue, too. Can you believe? He's perfect. He's wonderful. Come here. Thank you. Sisters, goodbye. Goodbye, kids.
Bye, everybody. Don't forget to write.
He sticks his tongue out behind Ben's back. The nuns close the gate and watch Ben and Flo's station wagon drive away.
Hey, we must have gotten the pick of the litter. Look, everyone's come out to see him off.
The students and nuns release multicolored balloons. Confetti rains down from the windows. The station wagon pulls up to Ben and Flo's house.
Here we are! Isn't this exciting? All right, everybody out. Everybody out. This is gonna be so great. Okay, now, everybody over by the house. This is Junior's first day at his new home. Okay, I want everyone over. Come on. Okay. Come on. Junior, put your suitcase down right here. Darling, I want you to hug him. A lot of teeth. I want everybody to be happy, all right? Smile and say, cheese doodles.
Cheese doodles.
That's great. That's terrific.
So how come you adopted me? How come you just didn't have a baby?
Well, gee, you know, with a baby, you never know what you're getting. It could be a dud. But with you, see, there's no surprise. Mr. Peabody told us how terrific you are.
He did?
Sure, he said that you were voted most popular orphan 2 years in a row.
That was smart of him.
Here we go.
Wow, this is a great house.
And we're going to keep it neat and clean, aren't we?
Junior smiles up at the glass figurines lining the mantle.
I hope you guys are insured.
Oh, and you have a cat. Here, kitty, kitty.
No, no, Junior, make nice with kitty. Only pet her this way.
I've never seen Fuzzball act like that. Junior, come here, I want you to meet Polly. Come here. Polly? Say hello to Junior.
Hello. Hello.
Is that the only word he knows?
Yes, son. Come on, I want to show you the rest of the house.
Upstairs.
Do I get my own bed?
Your own bed? Junior, this is the big time. You get your own room.
Wow! I hope you like clowns.
Clowns decorate the walls. Giant block spell, Junior. Toy clowns roll around.
Oh, my God. They're retarded.
The bed is shaped like a clown.
So what do you think, big guy?
Well, there sure are a lot of clowns.
Yeah. That must be your new grandpa. Now, Junior, you stay right here. We'll give old Gramps a big surprise, okay? Shh.
Junior scowls. A clown lamp blinks on and off. Downstairs.
Dad, are we glad to see you. Come on in.
So what's this big surprise you dragged me over here for?
Well, Dad, here's a hint.
He holds an It's a Boy cigar.
Oh, my God. Finally. You and Flo cooked up a cute little kid for my campaign. You know, I thought you were getting fatter, Mama. What'd my little grandson do?
Fatter?
No, Dad, no. Florence is not going to have a baby.
You rascal, you. You followed my advice and took your sperm to somebody who knows what to do with it, huh? A surrogate mother. Listen, tell me something. You make out with a cup or you get to bump a real live one?
No, Dad, we adopted.
Are you insane?
I thought you'd be happy. Come on, happy.
You don't know what you're letting yourself in for. Don't pay mothers, garbage blood. For all you know, his parents may have met in a loony bin. They might even be Democrats.
He's a beautiful kid, Dad. Relax. Once you meet him, you'll love him like your very own. I would like to proudly present the newest member of the Healy family, Junior.
A huge fire.
No! Junior!
Junior! I ain't got $1,000 coup!
Junior, are you in here?
Junior! Oh, my God. It's the devil.
Buddy, you okay?
Yeah. Just a little smoky.
Well, look, here's the problem. This clown must have shorted out.
Sparks are coming out of his nose. Oh, so scared.
Ah, little punk is lying.
Dad.
Well, I hope you kept the damn receipt. You got one bad seed there.
Would you keep your voice down? He could hear you. You'll hurt his feelings. It was just an accident.
Accident, my ass. Get
Forget
rid of
it,
him.
Dad. We've made our decision.
Okay. But it's the last time I set foot in this house.
Fuzzball flies onto Big Ben's face. Big Ben rolls down the stairs. A police car arrives. Paramedics wheel Big Ben out of the house on a stretcher. The neighbors watch.
Get rid of that kid. Get rid of him. Easy. Get rid of that kid.
The ambulance leaves. Fuzzball limps through the yard with two legs in casts.
Poor Fuzzball. He'll never be the same.
Are you serious? Is that all you can think of is your stupid cat? What about the fact that Father's on his way to the hospital? Or that Junior's had such a traumatic first day? Did you stop and think about the poor boy? He must feel horrible.
Junior opens a wallet.
Yeah, but this might make me feel better.
50, 60, 70, 80. In prison, a psychiatrist rotates an inkblot test to Martin.
Oh, I see a furry bunny.
The warden stands in bandages.
And a furry bunny is running through delicate white snowflakes.
He's lying. That's not what he sees.
I'm sorry. I'm conducting an examination. Now, what do you see, Martin?
See a meadow? Pink flowers.
He's lying again. How can he see pink? It's a black and white picture. There is no pink.
Warden, if you don't stop interrupting, I am going to have to ask you to leave.
Well, there is no pink.
The psychiatrist holds up another ink blot.
I see white, fluffy clouds.
No, you don't. You see murder. You see guts. You see those
right
seven bodies in Chula Vista.
I'm going to ask
all
you to leave.
All those damn liberal laws. Don't you understand? He sees blood.
No, that's what you see.
Martin blows out smoke.
I am so sorry about that, Martin. Now, let's get back to our examination, shall we? What do you see in this one?
I see blood!
He chokes the psychiatrist. Outside, a guard opens a prison gate. A blue sedan stops. Its plate reads, Prison Doc.
Hey, Doc, how'd it go with the star patient?
Tall, that guy.
Martin, in disguise.
There's a few bricks missing from his building.
The guard nods and lets the sedan through. Nighttime at the Healy's. Ben reads the book, You're a Great Dad, in bed. Flo sleeps. Ben looks up. Downstairs, Junior turns on a lamp. He starts to pet Fuzzball. He places a box on a cabinet. He opens drawers. He looks at an embroidery and puts it away. Ben appears in a dressing gown.
Hey, what are you doing?
Nothing.
Gosh, what happened here?
I was looking for some paper to write a get well note to Big Ben.
Ben pats Junior's head.
Gee, that's very thoughtful, Junior, but these are Mom's private drawers. Shouldn't go in there. This is where she keeps her needlepoint and crocheting.
He closes the top drawer. Magazines with muscle-bound men sit in lower drawers. Junior's eyes widen.
Sorry, Mr. Healy. I was scared being all alone in my room.
Of course.
He picks up Junior.
I understand why you're scared. This is your first night in your new home. It's gonna take some getting used to, isn't it? You know, Junior, I gotta confess, I'm a little scared myself. This is my first night being a dad.
Well, you'll learn quick enough.
Learn what?
What it's like to be a dad. Then you'll get rid of me.
Ben pours milk in a pot.
Get rid of you, Junior? We're never gonna get rid of you. You're here forever. The two of us, we're gonna do everything together. We'll ride bikes, go fishing, play catch. I really wanna be a good dad. I wanna be a great dad. And you know what? I will never be too busy to sit down and listen to what's on my son's mind over a nice cup of hot cocoa.
Ben takes the pot off the stove. Daytime. Junior steps onto the front porch in his pajamas.
Hey, sleepyhead! Y'all ready to go camping?
I was planning on watching cartoons.
Don't be such a noodle. When I was your age, my father, your grandfather, was always too busy to ever take me camping. You are a lucky duck.
Ben!
A black car parks.
Bring him.
Come here, Junior. I want you to meet someone.
Mrs. Henderson and little Miss Lucy.
Lucy curtsies.
What a nice surprise.
Well, we heard about your little accident, and we thought this fruitcake might cheer you up. Oh.
Thank you. I would like you to meet my son, Junior.
Pleased to meet you, ladies.
Oh, my. He's a perfect little gentleman. isn't he, Lucy?
He's so big. Yesterday they didn't even have a kid, and now they have a 7-year-old. That's gross. I don't want him at my party.
Lucy?
But, Mother, he dresses like the man that cremated Uncle Leo.
Lucy's turning 6 this week, but I don't think we'll have a clown this year. Or balloons. Or ice cream.
I'm having a birthday party Saturday. I think it would be nice if you came.
Junior smiles back. Lucy glares.
Well, we'll see you Saturday, too.
We'll be there.
Come on, Lucy, get in the car.
Thanks for the fruitcake. I'll return the lovely platter.
Thanks again.
This is wonderful. We have finally been accepted. This parent crap is really paying off.
I can't believe it. It's a dream come true, a birthday party. Now we're actually going camping with our own son.
Not me, pal. I'm going to the mall to buy a dress for the party. Give me some money.
Oh. Does what that mean you're not going camping with us?
Not in your life.
Oh, okay. Junior, this gives me an idea. You know something? I don't see why my son shouldn't be getting his very own allowance. What do you say about that?
All right.
Okay, now this is going to give you a good opportunity to learn to manage money.
A buck? How do you manage a buck?
Come on, Mr. Molasses! Let's go, we're late!
The station wagon travels down the road. Junior shoots a slingshot out the window. A sign, warning, bears.
Bears!
Don't worry, buddy. Bears rarely attack unless provoked. Now, let's keep our eyes peeled for campsite number 32. That's the one Roy reserved especially for us.
Next, two portable toilets.
Nice spot your friend reserved specially for us, Mr. Healy.
This is nature, huh? The sky, the trees.
The toilets.
Hey, you guys! You're not gonna see the sunset from over there. Come on over and watch it on our riverbank. Come on!
I told him to shove it, Mr. Healy.
Oh, it's no big deal. More important, why don't you call me Dad? I'd really like that.
I wanna go home and watch TV.
TV? What's TV compared to the call of the wild bobolink and that spruce over there.
That's a pretty big bobolink.
Nighttime, by a campfire.
E-I-E-I-O, and I'm in Taylor Bend.
Hey, kids, the weenies are almost done.
Yay!
I don't believe this. Those are Roy's kids. They're sharing a brain. The one on the end has it today.
No, Ben, Healy. Inside. Get in here. So, how does it feel, your first night camping with your son?
Oh, boy, it's great. It's a dream. It's a dream
sure,
come
true. Forget the fact that you had to go to the Kid Emporium and buy one. Big deal. I mean, we can't all produce 6 perfect little angels like me and Harriet.
Well, I only got one, but he's 1 in a million.
Roy wears a bear mask.
Oh, gee, Roy. Oh, it's gonna give the kids a big scare, isn't it?
Well, you got me.
Oh, wait a minute. I got something
I'll
else
eat this
you.
Up. I can't wait to see their little faces light up with excitement. So real. Where'd you get this?
Little Ben, now your father, try this on for size.
Ben's hat reads, Dad. Roy's super dad.
Gee, thanks, Roy.
The monkey thought it was all in fun. Cause a weasel, a penny for a spool, a thread, a penny for a needle. That's the way the money goes. Pop, cause a weasel.
All right. What do we do now?
So ghost stories. Let's do marshmallows.
Let's light a forest fire.
Don't you know it's bad to light forest fires?
That's the whole point.
I'm gonna tell my daddy on you. I'm gonna tell.
I'm gonna tell.
Let's give him the silent treatment.
Yeah, just ignore him.
Ignore this.
Junior pees on the campfire.
Gross!
The children scatter. Junior walks into the woods. Ben holds a hot dog.
This outdoor life is gonna be just the ticket for Junior. I think he's really gonna blossom out here.
We sure do enjoy it.
Junior lures a bear.
I bet you've never been camping before. It's so much fun. There's singing, marshmallows, and all sorts of stupid humans to scare.
Run, run!
A snake flies through the air and lands next to Roy's family. The family hides in their car. The bear wanders toward their fire, then smiles.
Roy Depple.
What's the matter, kid? You afraid of a measly little bear? He's not so bad.
This is great. This is great, Roy.
Let's see if he's ticklish. Mr. Bear Ticklish? Coochie coochie. Coochie coochie. Woo-hoo-hoo! That was close. You...
The bear smacks Ben. Junior watches from a tree.
Roy? Roy! Help! Help! Help!
The bear throws Ben onto Roy's tent. The bear wanders away.
Here. Where'd he go?
I think it left.
The kids jump back in the car. Roy, in the bear costume, walks with his arms outstretched toward Ben. Roy's wife hides behind Ben. Roy swings his arms back and forth between the car and Ben. Ben grabs a frying pan. He inches toward Roy. He slams the pan against Roy's head. Roy staggers. Ben slams the pan against Roy's face. Roy takes the mask off.
Roy!
Ben looks up. Daytime, at the Healy's.
I can't get it out of my head that Junior was responsible for the camping thing. You should have seen him laughing, Flo. He was laughing his head off.
Why don't you just lock him in his room tonight?
Well, it says here that children often misbehave just to get attention, and we should resort to discipline only when other forms of positive reinforcement have failed.
Up yours, up yours.
Reinforce that.
Dickhead.
At Lucy's birthday party.
Mrs. Henderson, your home is lovely.
Call me Marion.
Marion, this is fabulous. There's nothing more wonderful than children playing, hearing the sound of the little voices laughing.
Excuse me.
Marion, did you see Junior's little outfit? Precious.
Junior wears a devil costume. He carries a pitchfork. He passes a boy with a balloon.
Hello, so big friends means big business. Junior. I got some buttons for the kids and some bumper stickers for their bikes. Now, why don't you do your grandfather a big favor and pass them out among your little friends, huh?
What for?
What for? For $10, that's what's for.
Sure, Grandpa.
Kids, huh?
Junior throws the stickers and buttons in a brass vase. He walks over to the piles of birthday presents. Hmm.
Well,
you're gonna break it. Get away from it. It's mine.
Who's that?
He's a new boy, but he can't play with us. He's got cooties.
He's not even a real kid. He's adopted.
Ew, gross.
All right, boys and girls. Come on out. Time for the magic show.
All right.
Lucy stomps on his tail.
You can't come out.
Why not?
Because I said so. It's my party, and I get to say who could watch my magic show and who can't.
Junior frowns. He watches through a window pane on a door.
Why aren't you outside watching the magic show?
Clowns are dumb.
It's tough being left out, isn't it?
Ben touches his jacket pocket.
If I were to give you something, would you promise to take very good care of it?
Junior nods.
My grandfather gave this to me just before he died.
What is it?
It's a prune. Hardened. It's a hardened prune.
Grandfather became a little senile toward the end. He thought it resembled Roosevelt. But the important thing is that it's a bond between two people.
He places the prune in Junior's hand.
I've kept it in my pocket for almost 30 years.
Ben, get over here. I want you to meet the Hofstetters.
Coming, sweetheart. I know you'll take as good a care of it as I have.
Ben, move it!
Junior looks back out the window.
You can't come to my magic show.
I had some magic of my own.
Scissors snip a happy birthday banner. It falls. Junior pops a balloon with his trident. Lucy runs. He drags a hose with a sprinkler attachment upstairs into a pink bedroom full of giant teddy bears.
Nobody knows where my Johnny has
been. The sprinkler sprays. Parents spin a blindfolded kid in a mouse costume. Junior pushes him past a pin the tail on the donkey board. The kid pins a woman's butt. Lucy cries. Junior carries a large present down the walkway. He throws it. Lucy puts her hands on her hips. Junior grabs a frog from a fountain. A little girl with braided pigtails listens in a group. Junior grabs one of her braids, unnoticed. Lucy's jaw drops. She covers her eyes. Scissors close on the braid. Junior throws another present. Lucy throws her head back and cries. She waves her hands up and down. Junior throws another present. Junior dumps candy out of a piñata. He fills it with pickles and liquid from jars in the fridge. Junior grabs one of her braids. Junior replaces the candles on the birthday cake with small firecrackers. The sprinkler soaks the bedroom. Kids hit the piñata. Liquid rains down from the piñata. Lucy cries. Junior tosses present after present. They land in a pool. Lucy stomps and cries. Mrs. Henderson lights the candles. The cake explodes. The partygoers glare at Junior.
Perhaps this was the one step too far. This could be a problem.
I think we've got a problem.
Oh, you think we've got a problem? Well, you want to know what I think? I think we should get rid of the kid and buy a new cat.
Flo, you're not making any sense.
Oh, you want to make sense? Why don't you show him who's boss? Here, be a man.
Flo holds out her hairbrush. He grabs it and walks away. She throws her earrings on a dresser.
Please, God, I'm so sorry for what I've done. I won't ever do it again, I promise. And I don't ever want to cause Mr. Healy any trouble. He's the only one that's ever been nice to me.
Junior kneels, hands clasped. He looks over at Ben.
Please don't spank me, Mr. Healy.
Boy, Junior, I don't want to, but you're going to have to be punished. So I'm going to take back your allowance.
The whole buck?
That's right. Now, just hand it over.
Junior stands and walks to a desk. He opens a drawer full of dollar bills.
I wonder if he's got change for a 20.
He flips through bills.
I think you'd better go right to bed. Just use this time to think about what you've done and what you're going to do. Understand?
Junior nods.
I hope you've learned a lesson. Good night.
What is this guy? Nice or something?
Daytime. Martin pulls up to a gas station in the blue sedan. An attendant walks up to the car.
Can I help you?
Fill her up.
Smiley pies. I ain't had a smiley pie in 15 years.
He rips open the box and bites into a smiley pie. Two cops on motorcycles approach the sedan. Martin hides behind a clown poster advertising a circus on the window. He walks out, holding it to his face. He sneaks around the side of the building. He gets into a beat-up brown car. He drives it off the curb and onto the street. A sign reads, Cold River, 50 miles.
Now Cold River's favorite son, Big Ben Healy.
At a baseball game.
First of all, I'd like to thank everyone who's supporting me in my race for mayor. This is the Founders Day game. It really doesn't matter who wins or loses, just so long as Big Ben wins for mayor. And when you little fellas hit one out and that scoreboard lights up, I want you to remember Big Ben.
A tarp falls from a scoreboard, revealing a giant Big Ben cutout. A digital sign below the scoreboard reads, Vote for Big Ben.
We go to the seventh inning, tied 3-3.
A boy on Ben's team steps up to the plate. The pitcher throws. The ball flies at the boy's head. He dodges the pitch and falls on his back.
All right, shake it off. Now somebody's gonna have to pinch hit for Andy. Okay, buddy, this is it. Your big moment.
Oh, me?
Of course you, Junior. Come on, I need you to bat. Get up, grab a helmet. Get a bat, that's a boy.
But I don't know how to play baseball.
Well, now's as good a time as any to learn.
But what happens if...
It doesn't matter what happens. The important thing is that you stand up there and take your cuts, okay? Remember, I'll be proud of you no matter how you do. All right, buddy.
Are you out of your mind, for God's sakes? Putting that little monster in the game? I'm running a campaign here. I have to look good.
Junior will do just fine, Dad. You can do it, buddy. You can do it. Come on.
Nice little time boost, Brett. They sell a lot of Girl Scout cookies wearing that.
No batter, Cork.
The pitcher throws. Junior swings and misses.
Franklin!
You know, that kid wasn't adopted. I'd swear he was your real son.
Who are you, sweetie pie? You weren't on the team last time we beat you.
The guy I'm staying with is the coach.
Oh, you mean that big dork who buys everyone ice cream?
He is not a dork!
Watch the pitcher, not the catcher, buddy. Come on!
The pitcher throws. Junior swings. The bat flies from his hand. It sails past an American flag. It smashes into the windshield on a black sedan.
My new car! Oh, my God!
Shake it off, okay? Just tighten up that grip, all right? All right, meet the ball. Whatever you do, hold on to the bat, okay?
Yeah.
Come on, boy!
Good idea. Yeah. Hold on to the bat.
Son of dork. Son of dork.
Son of dork. Son of dork. Son of dork. Son of dork. Son of dork.
Roy smiles and laughs.
Son of dork. Son of dork. Son of dork.
In slow motion, the pitcher throws. Junior swings and hits the ball. He carries the bat and runs. A player throws the ball to first base. Junior hits it. It slams into a player's chest.
No, that's no good.
Hey, you can't do that.
A boy shoves Junior. Junior swings the bat. Junior runs with the bat.
Drop the bat, Junior! Are you nuts?
The second baseman grabs the ball. Junior swings the bat. A hat, glove, and ball fly into the air. Ben winces. The players run from the field. Junior runs with the bat. The catcher stares him down.
Come on, little dork, I got something for you.
Junior slides under the catcher. The bat hits his crotch.
Oh!
The catcher drops the ball. His eyes cross.
Touchdown, 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 touchdown.
The crowd stares at him. Parents hang from the batting cage. Junior jumps up and down, pumping his arms.
We've adopted Satan.
In a church.
I don't know what you could have been thinking about. We've done everything we can for you. Now you wait right here. I'm going to get the priest.
Flo bundles Junior onto a pew.
Hello, Mr. Healy. Remember me? You sold me a canteen. Boy, did we have a great camping trip. I caught three fish. was really proud.
Blow it out your ass.
Junior slips away from Flo through a passing group of nuns.
Junior! Junior! Get back here, you little heathen! Junior! Where are you, you little creep?
Junior crawls under pews. He ducks into a confessional, then marches through the church. Ben steps into the other side of the confessional.
Bless your father for our sin, Father.
Father.
Junior opens the window.
Father, I'm at the end of my rope. It's about my kid. He's a real problem. He does the most terrible things, hideous things. My father hates him, my wife hates him, everybody hates him. Well, everybody except me, and I've had it with him myself. Oh, God, I failed, Father. The kid hates me. It's time I faced up to what I do have to do. I'm gonna take him back to the orphanage.
Mama, you don't wanna do that. That's the worst thing you could do.
Junior leans back and frowns. In Mr. Peabody's office.
Can I call you back in 5 minutes?
It's all yours.
Ben, Flo, can we discuss this?
There is nothing to discuss.
We're signing him back over to you right now. Bad parents make bad children.
Oh, so now I'm a bad parent just because I hate my kid.
There's something very strange about that boy.
And you're not gonna bottom off on us.
You took him, he's yours. That's because you condescend to him.
What am I supposed to do with the little creep? He's already been returned 30 times.
Well, this makes 31, Charlie.
Okay, Mr. and Mrs., we don't care about brown hair and brown eyes. We just want to take him into our home and let him play with our disgusting cat.
Hold it. Stop. Wait. What are we talking about? 30 times? Flo, did you hear that? He's been returned? My God, this is a human being we're talking about.
Don't you give me that human being crap. That kid's a monster.
Flo, don't you see? We're doing what everybody else has done to this child. I mean, it's easy to give up on a kid.
Damn straight it is.
But isn't that what's wrong with the world today? I mean, everybody's looking for the easy way out. They're hoping that their problems will just go away. But problems don't just go, Flo, you know? So the question before us is, what are we going to do with our little problem child? I'll tell you what we're going to do. Something that no one's ever done for him ever before. We're going to love him, Flo. Oh, yes. We're going to love him when he's bad. We're going to love him even harder when he's worse. Until one day, he's going to crack and say, hey, these folks really do love me. They ain't going to quit on me. I don't have to be bad anymore. What the hey? I can be president of the United States!
Outside.
President of the United States? Are you brain damaged? Junior's gonna be a convict before he's in third grade!
Shh. Junior? Son? Junior, unlock the door.
You said you're gonna keep me forever.
I am. I'm sorry, I just made a mistake. Trust me, we're not gonna take you back to the orphanage.
You only pretended to be my friend. You're just like all the others.
He cradles the steering wheel.
Junior. Now come on, son.
Junior starts the car.
You moron! You left the keys in the car!
The car jerks forward.
Hey. Boy, that's great! Look at you handle this, baby. I'm so proud of you, son.
Head out on the highway.
The car enters the road. Ben hops on the hood.
Turn left.
The car weaves between oncoming traffic. It swerves around a moving truck.
No, don't touch that.
Junior opens the hood. Ben flies onto the roof. The car moves through Big Ben's parking lot. The car heads toward the building. People jump out of the way. Ben covers his face. The car smashes through the front window, glass display cabinets, and a tower of boxes. Soccer balls scatter throughout the store. A tennis ball tower collapses.
Oh!
At the Healy's, Ben reads The Exorcist.
Hello.
Ben, Jim O'Connor, are you sitting down?
Yes.
Bad news, Ben. Your father cleaned out your bank account to pay for the damage to his store. Look, I know nothing can make up for the loss of your life savings, but if we... Dad?
Junior sleeps in his clothes on top of his covers. Ben stands over him, clutching a Home Sweet Home pillow. His face twitches. Junior's eyes open.
Uh-oh, he's lost it now.
Ben lowers the pillow. Junior jumps up and runs to the window. Martin gets out of the brown car. He tosses a cigarette into the road.
All right!
Ben hobbles after him with the pillow. Downstairs, Junior pushes past Flo.
Private business! Hi!
Get out of my way, kid. I'm looking for JR.
That's me, Junior!
Martin picks up Junior.
I don't have time for this crap, kid. Now, the guy I'm looking for is an ex-con, and he's as mean as a rattlesnake.
That's me, dummy. I sent you all those letters.
Man, I drove 1,000 miles to hang out with a 7-year-old.
I'm gonna be 8 in 2 weeks.
Don't count on it.
Mr. Healy? Mrs. Healy?
I'd like you to meet the greatest guy in the whole wide world. Martin? Uncle Marty. Yeah, Uncle Marty. Marty, this is Mr. and Mrs. Healy. And that's the $3,000 stereo system and the console TV.
How wonderful, an uncle. You absolutely must stay the night. It is so wonderful to meet the uncle of our darling little Junior. Did you hear that? Uncle Marty. We've got to treat this guy like royalty. We've got to make him think that Junior's an angel. We can't let him leave without taking that little brat with him.
At dinner.
Everybody just loves Junior. Would you believe that for pocket money, he helps some of the older residents with their groceries? Isn't that right, Ben? But if only he had a blood relative taking care of him, someone with a natural tie, like an uncle. More meatloaf, Marty?
Yeah.
I'll get you some.
This guy is just so appealing.
I'll give you a hand.
Martin stares at Flo's chest and follows after her.
Your nephew is such a delight around the house. He's always cleaning and tidying up after all of us. Perfect for a single man living alone. Are you a bachelor, Marty?
I ain't been with a woman in 15 years.
Well, women just love single male parents. I mean, if you had a kid like Junior, the women would be flocking over you.
He kisses her.
Did you say 15 years?
She kisses him. Ben sits at the table, glassy-eyed. He slowly looks over. Daytime. Ben wanders through the house in pajamas, written on the wall in red paint. If you ever want to see your wife and kid again, it's going to cost $100,000. XXX Uncle Marty. He walks past the wall with a mug in hand. He turns back and reads it. He opens the newspaper. The front page headline, Bow Tie Killer Manhunt. He drops his mug. In the brown car.
Hey, let me show you all the stuff I brought for our trip. I got my ammo. There's guns, hand grenades, and even dynamite.
Junior opens a suitcase full of weaponry. He holds dynamite.
These are toys.
What are you jerking me around for? This is giddy stuff.
He throws the suitcase out the window.
What are you talking about? I'm not working with you.
But I thought we were going to be partners. I thought you liked me.
Hey, I don't like no one. I work alone.
Junior frowns at the Healy's.
Goodbye, Junior. Goodbye, Flo. Oh, I am so sad to see you go. $100,000? Ha! You can keep them. Good.
Flo spits out a gag.
I thought this was supposed to be our honeymoon. You said you loved me. You called me a little kumquat.
This is our honeymoon, you moron.
Moron? Moron? I went to Radcliffe. I'm not just some uneducated bimbo you can tie up and do whatever you want with.
You shut up.
I will not shut up.
Martin drags a huge suitcase. He throws it in the trunk.
You're going to regret this.
At the Healy's.
Here's Daddy! Goodbye, Junior! Adios! Hasta luego! Sayonara!
He looks through Junior's drawings.
Yes, that's very creative, Junior.
A monster labeled Big Ben.
Yeah, right on the money.
A screaming woman labeled Mrs. Healy. He tosses the paper aside. He looks at a drawing of a smiling man labeled Mr. Healy. Under the drawing in the drawer is the prune. Ben picks up the prune and sits on the bed.
He liked me. All this time, he actually liked me.
At Big Ben's, Ben drives the station wagon and pulls up to a stop in front of the store. Inside, he marches past red, white, and blue balloons.
You can't go in. Your father's making a television appearance for his campaign.
Dad! Dad, I gotta talk to you.
What the hell are you doing here? I'm about to go on the air.
Lawrence and Junior have been kidnapped.
5 minutes, Mr. Healy.
All right, all right.
I need $100,000.
Are you insane? That kid is a monster and your wife is the original pain in the ass. This is the best damn thing that could have happened to you.
Dad, are you going to lend me the money or not?
No, I'm not going to lend it to you. You work for me, remember? I know what you get. You're a damn credit risk.
Okay, then I quit as your son.
All right, just get the hell out of here, huh? I got a goddamn campaign to win.
Oh, your campaign. The one thing you do care about. Hey, Dad, why don't you go ahead and tell the voters what you really plan on doing with this town?
He turns on a camera.
Well, I guess we're ready with that live feed from Big Ben Healy on the campaign trail.
And you're not. America for the Americans. If you believe that nonsense, you're stupider than I thought. I'd sell my soul to the Japanese if they'd make me an offer. And it's for you. Don't come sucking around me if you want something. The only thing you'll get from me is this.
He drops his trousers and shakes his bare butt. Ben drives the station wagon through his neighborhood. He smashes into a planter in his yard.
Hello.
You got the money?
Yeah.
Good. Bring it to the circus. I'll be waiting at the tiger cage.
Roy! I need your car.
Hey, forget about it, Jester. We're going hunting.
So am I.
Hey, little Ben, you can't borrow it. We're all packed up, ready to go. What are you doing? Get comfortable in there. You're not going anywhere, buddy. Hey! Hey!
Wait a minute.
Oh, great. Well, the joke's over. Come back! Yeah. Think you're doing. Hey!
Ben grabs Roy's cap. Camping gear falls from the trunk. Ben drives over a front yard. At the circus.
Gee, I've never been to the circus before. I'd sure like to try a swizzle dog.
Yeah, well, I hate circuses. Nothing worse than a bunch of clowns trying to make you laugh.
Ben drives through the crowd. An archway reads, Midway. A man breathes fire. Martin walks up to a clown at a stall.
Look, a giraffe!
Look, a fist!
Clowns.
Help! Help! Let me out of here!
A dog backs away from the car.
Why isn't anybody doing anything? I know you're out there! I can hear you breathing!
Six dogs stare at the car. An elephant whacks Martin with its trunk.
Hey, Martin, let's go see the bearded lady.
No, seen too many of them in prison.
Now stop bugging me or you're gonna get hurt.
What did you say, you bow-tied freak? Nobody hurts my boy. Now let him go.
Martin picks up Junior.
Get it, Big Daddy. Now this is my show. I'm calling the shots.
Okay. We make a switch on the count of three. You toss the money, and I release Junior.
Fine. One, two, three.
Ben tosses a bag.
Hey, what are you,
sucker?
Give me the boy. Why? He doesn't want to go with you. He wants to go with me.
How about it, kid? We'll go on a crime spree. We'll terrorize the whole state. We'll eat smiley pies until we drop. What do you say?
Junior looks at Ben.
Come on, let's have some kicks. Telly me.
Yeah, kicks. Good idea.
Junior kicks Martin in the groin. Martin's eyes cross, and he falls. Junior grabs the bag and runs.
Are you a bot, you little brat?
Not while I'm around.
Ben punches Martin.
Run, Junior, run! My money!
Martin punches Ben. Martin chases after Junior.
Hold it!
Ben shoots a fake gun.
The astounding Aslanian family tumbler!
Performers in shiny costumes cartwheel into the circus tent. Junior runs out with them. Martin runs into the tent. Junior knocks over a row of blocks lined up like dominoes. Junior climbs up a tall ladder. Martin follows. Ben enters the tent and sees Junior climbing. Junior jumps onto a trapeze artist's back. They swing across the tent. The trapeze artist swings him to another trapeze artist.
No!
Junior lands on a platform. Ben covers his mouth.
I'll get you now!
Martin grabs a trapeze and swings down. Junior unties the trapeze rope. Martin falls onto a tiger platform. Junior slides down a rope into Ben's arms.
Junior, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine, Dad.
You called me Dad.
Yeah, I guess I did.
Martin knocks over spectators.
Hey, he's getting away!
Nobody messes with the Heelys and gets away. Come on!
In the car, Martin tears out of the parking lot.
There he is! There's nothing like going for an outing with your father.
A rifle.
Wow, look what I found.
Hey, that's Royce. Give me that.
Why, you can't drive and shoot at the same time.
What do we do?
I got an idea.
Junior drives. Ben holds the rifle out of the sunroof.
Go get him, Dad.
Faster, son, faster. Atta boy.
Shoot out his tire, Dad. Hey!
The trunk lid falls off. The suitcase flies from the trunk. It lands on Roy's car.
What the hell is going on here? Ben, I want a divorce!
Shut up, Flo!
He shoots the rear window on Martin's car. Martin drives along a loading dock, sending crates flying. People jump out of the way. In slow motion, the car lands on a road. Ben shoots out a rear tire. Martin looks back. He hits a scrap vehicle, and his car launches into the air and lands upside down.
Stop! Hit the brakes!
The suitcase lands next to a pig on the back of a truck.
Now what the hell's going on? What's that smell?
Well, Flo always said she wanted to travel.
Come on, let's go home.
Martin struggles with two cops. He grabs a gun.
You little traitor! No!
Ben jumps in front of Junior. The bullet slams into his chest.
No!
Ben falls. The police get the gun. Junior shakes Ben. He stirs.
I love you too, son.
Dad? I don't believe it.
I don't believe it either.
He pulls out a dented Big Ben button.
Are you gonna be okay?
Yeah.
A bullet is lodged in the prune.
But the prune's had it.
Please, Joe, please. An ambulance is on the way.
No, I'll be all right, officer. He got me in the prune. Okay.
Now, you're not gonna hold me to all that stupid junk I said about being nice, are you?
Of course not. I just want you to be yourself.
Some people never learn.
They hug.
Come on, son.
Junior turns and runs back to the car. He tears off his bow tie and throws it. It spins through the air. Ben watches and smiles.
Come on.
Why does this guy love me? Why do parents love any kid? Maybe it's one of those answers we'll never know. Like, how high is up? Why is the sky blue? And whatever happened to Mrs. Healy?
Hey, your beak's making funny noises.
Yeah, Big Miguel, he's got a bad stomach.
Flo peeks out of the suitcase. She hides.
Oh, my God!
The end. Audio description created by Zoo Digital. Written by Miriam Snyder and narrated by Joe Hernandez. End credits featuring Peter Jurasik, cast of characters Ben, John Ritter, Big Ben, Jack Warden, Jr., Michael Oliver, Mr. Peabody, Gilbert Godfrey, Flo, Amy Yazbek, Martin Beck, Michael Richards, Roy, Peter Jurasik, Lorraine, Charlotte Atkin. Credits continue. Supervising sound editor, Larry Mann.
As you running wild, your teacher's calling you a problem child. You're just a kid now, but soon you'll be a king of hearts. Next door might turn into a work of art. Some people saying put the boy on trial.
He's guilty 'cause he's just a juvenile.
You'll be married with kids after a while, and one of them might wanna be a
problem child, yeah.
Smile. Someday you'll grow up, boy, and you'll change your style. First you'll be married with kids after a while, and one of them might wanna be a.
Oh, baby.
Who wants to grow up? Who wants responsibility? Soon you'll be a king of hearts. Oh, yeah. That girl next door might turn into a work of art. Some people say.
just a juvenile.
Copyright 1990 Universal City Studios, Inc.